Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Trautman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Well, enough is enough. The rules for filibusters need to be changed. That seems to be the sentiment for many Democrats in the U.S. Senate nowadays, and can you blame them? Recently, three Obama judicial nominees were denied a vote by Republican filibusters: Robert L. Wilkins, Patricia Millett, and Nina Pillard. What court would they have been on if they were confirmed? The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. And this is a very important court. They decide on cases involving business. For example, they may rule on limits on pollution from carbon dioxide and net neutrality. Now, according to Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, there is not enough work for this court to justify filling the vacancies. Moreover, judges are expensive. Here's a portion of his prepared floor statement of November 18th. We shouldn't confirm any more judges to the D.C. Circuit, especially when those additional judges cost approximately $1 million per year per judge. The fact of the matter is that the D.C. Circuit is underworked. The D.C. Circuit ranks last, for instance, in both the number of appeals filed and appeals terminated. These are the cases coming into the court and going out. Okay, Senator Grassley, if you really want to talk about expensive public servants who don't seem to have enough work to do, you may want to look at the responsibility of your own party in the U.S. House of Representatives. Each member of Congress makes at least $174,000 a year. They're eligible for tax deductions and have life and health insurance. They also have what is called a MTA, a Member's Representational Allowance. You know, office expenses, mail, personnel. In 2011, the average was $1.4 million. And what has the House done this year to earn this? Immigration reform? Well, haven't quite got to that yet. A farm bill that is comprehensive? Not yet. The Employment Non-Discrimination Act? No again. Now, if you really want to be bipartisan, look at Congress. According to a September 20th Wonk blog by Ezra Klein, 36 public laws have been passed in this Congress. 36. By all means, don't rush things. It's not like the United States has problems to address. So, Senator Grassley, can we cut your salary and expenses until Congress performs? How about this? When a member of Congress resigns in mid-session, shall we just not fill the seat? The United States deserves a federal judiciary that is complete. And if the filibuster rules need to be changed, then so be it. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out my latest book, The Underdog in American Politics, The Democratic Party and Liberal Values. It's now an audiobook. Check out my website, carltrautman.com. for how to get it. And be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Trautman, and you're in room 33.